I didn't feel there was any pressure, and I think, of course, the other problem at that stage was that for women to go into medicine was quite a struggle. And if you looked at St Thomas's senior staff at that stage, there may have been two women, but incredibly rare. So my guess is that although I think my father thought I was bright enough, and yeah, it would be good, but did women do medicine? I mean, he didn't say that, and he always wanted us to have a good education. So I think that there was a certain ambivalence, about it. But I certainly felt I wasn't pressed into going to medicine in any way. So it was really only when I began my clinical course at Thomas's that it really hit me that this was seen as a male enterprise, and that women. Not only women and general practice were really second-rate things.